Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Jay Pierce. Our fall fundraising campaign continues. Got a very special opportunity to maximize your donation with a double match today. When you donate, your donation will be matched twice. $10 a month becomes $30 a month, and you get the WVIK Retro T-shirt. Give now to further your support at WVIK.org. The number of Iowans who have died from COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic is past 10,000. State officials confirmed 57 additional deaths in the past week. That brings the state's total death count to 10,071. That's as officials report a drop in the number of reported positive COVID tests. More than 3,700 positive tests were reported in the past week, a significant drop from the week before. Enrollment's growing at Western Illinois University in Macomb and the Quad Cities. The latest report to be presented to trustees today shows a total of more than 7,600 students are attending classes this fall. That's up 2.5% from a year ago. Amber Schultz, Vice President of Enrollment Management, says enrollment's up 13% at the Quad Cities campus in Moline to 421.
Students who have a majority of their classes physically on site at the Quad Cities campus, knowing full well that the number of students who use the Quad Cities campus is almost double that. It's much, much higher.
She says that's because many online students are from this area and use the local campus for advising, the library, and other services. To keep local enrollment growing, Dr. Schultz says Western will be recruiting a wide range of students, including recent high school and community college graduates and part-time undergraduate and graduate students. The university also reports the largest graduate student enrollment since 2008, and the largest number of international students. Republican candidate for Illinois Governor Darren Bailey says women's reproductive rights are well protected in the state, and that's not likely to change. Bailey has previously said he would support a total ban on abortion, but when asked if he'd support a proposed federal abortion ban that would supersede Illinois law, he shifted focus to other issues that he says he'd prioritize for the state legislature to address.
Get crime under control, repeal the Safety Act. Stop this no cash bail. I want to see him repeal the parental notification. And I think if we do that and begin to work on taxes, making Illinois livable and affordable, I think we change Illinois.
Governor Pritzker signed the Safety Act into law in 2021. On January 1st of 2023, the act will end cash bail in the state. Every Thursday, Illinois Newsroom's Harrison Malkin will be putting claims this political season to a truth test. And today he investigates claims by the Illinois GOP about cash bail reform.
A cash bail system is where money determines if someone is released or remains in jail after an arrest. Illinois Republicans are warning that New York's 2020 bail reform, quote, offers a scary preview of what's to come for Illinois. In a statement, the party says New York laws have led to an unprecedented massive rise in crime. Insha Rahman works at the Vera Institute of Justice, a nonpartisan pro-bail reform group in New York. She says certain crimes have increased since the pandemic, but the uptick has nothing to do with bail reform.
And there is no correlation, let alone causation, between bail reform being implemented and the rise in crime and violence.
In January, the Safety Act will abolish cash bail in Illinois. I'm Harrison Malkin, Illinois Newsroom.
The competition to find the fastest street-legal car in America comes to Northwestern Illinois today. The five-day event started in St. Louis on Sunday, followed by stops in Madison, Illinois, Indianapolis, and Byron, Illinois. The Cordova Dragway will host it today. Event producer Betsy Bennett says cars may run on special fuel and hit speeds of 200 miles an hour, but they also have to be legal to drive on the street.
this event is what we call in our industry a drag and drive event. So there's a drag racing component, which is what they're doing at the racetracks every day. Then when they're finished racing each day, there's a designated route for them to drive to stop at photo checkpoints to prove that they actually did the driving route, which is part of the competition as well.
After today's racing in Cordova, the cars will return to St. Louis for the final day. Tomorrow, Bennett says 400 cars are registered. Cubs beat the Marlins 4-3. Cardinals lost to the Padres 1-0. White Sox lost to the Guardians 8-2. The Iowa Cubs beat the Storm Chasers 6-3. And at football, Pittsburgh is at Cleveland tonight. I'm Jay Pierce.